Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Rajratan Global Wires Limited Q4 FY24 post-result conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sailesh Raja from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good evening all. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, everyone.
Rajratan Global Wires Limited fourth quarter of FY24 earnings conference call. During this call, from the management side, we'll be hearing from Mr. Sunil Chordia, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Yashovardhan, Executive Director of the company, Mr. Pranay Jain, CFO Rajratan Thailand, and Mr. Hitesh Jain, CFO Rajratan India. I would now like to turn the call to the Chairman and Managing Director for the opening remarks, followed by Q&A. Sir, you may begin now.
Good afternoon, friends, and my dear shareholders. Happy to connect with you all today for the con call after our board meeting where we have adopted the financial results for FY24. I'm happy to share that last year has been a mix of growth and pressure on the margin. We have grown in Thailand in a big way. Our volumes in Thailand are up 43%. We have little volume growth in India also, marginal 2% volume growth. So overall, on consolidated basis, the volume growth has been 16%, and there is no revenue growth because the prices have come down. Globally, the steel prices have come down, and subsequently, the prices of our product also came down. So there is no growth in revenue top line. The EBITDA margins are overall down by 21%, and the profit after tax is also down by 28%. So we have ended the year with close to 72 crores of net profit of the company. And I'm also happy to share that our Chennai investment is complete. We have started machines. We have started some trial run, and this quarter, we'll announce the commercial production also. So I'm happy to take the questions from here.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Parth Bhavsar from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, Sunil sir. Sir, thank you for the opportunity. I have two sets of questions.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request you to use your handset, please, for optimum audio quality? Thank you.
Hello. Yeah, is this better now?
Yes, sir.
Better.
Yeah. Sir, I have two sets of questions. One is on India business. We reported flattish volumes in Q4. So what happened exactly? And on the other hand, our EBITDA margins have or profitability has improved. So what drove this?
There was an import of cheap Chinese quality coming into India, which was against the quality control order by government. And I think government has taken effective steps to curb those imports, and we are optimistic about such cheap import not coming to India in the next financial year. And it is partly the effect of that, last quarter, last month of the quarter, the imports were reduced drastically. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So sir, for the quarter, how much was the how much was this import? You could quantify?
You know, it had gone as high as 3,500 to 4,000 tons in a month, which has come down to 1,500 tons level.
Okay. So in March it was 1,500 tons. Okay.
Close to that. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, what led to this improvement? If I look at the profitability of Indian operation, it has reported good numbers, like even on quarter-on-quarter basis as well. So was it only the steel prices coming down, or it was something on the operational side as well?
No, on operation side, we are continuously focusing on improving the cost, quality, quality of customer service. So it is effect of combined effect of all of that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And sir, in terms of our Thailand operations, we reported very good set of volume. It was the volume growth was very nice. But in terms of profitability, like what impacted the profitability during the quarter? Like it reduced even on quarter-quarter basis.
Yeah. So in our earlier communications, we had indicated that Thailand business is exposed to global competition.
Okay.
And there are a number of Chinese tire companies who are also our customers where the profitability is very low. Okay. But we decided to use our, machines, our capacity. Our board decided to, give us a direction that you should run the plants to full capacity. If there is a small contribution also, you should not leave that customer. So we worked on that strategy, and that is how you see a huge volume growth in Thailand this year of 43%. And over years, we will shift from those, low-cost customers or low-price customers to better customers by exporting more to better MNCs and supplies to few major tire companies which are not Chinese in Thailand. That will happen in the coming year. But
okay.
As it is, we didn't want to lose the market share. Yeah.
Right.
And leave the space for competition.
Right. So, sir, what was our market share in Q4? Like, did it improve from Q3 to Q4 or like it was at 35%?
It is 35-37% only.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
Q4 is 37%.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So those are my questions.
Thank you, Bhak.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from InnoQuest Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Doctor, thanks for taking my question. Sir, with regards to Chennai, what's our cumulative investment and what kind of asset turn we can expect going forward? And do you think margin pressure or will there be some new different way of handling because of new plant? And similarly for Thailand, what's the cumulative investment if you can share is on that? Thank you.
Yeah. Up till now, we have invested around 230 crores in Chennai. Some balancing equipments are yet to come for a capacity of 60,000 tons. So the plan is to invest 300 crores in Chennai for a capacity of 60,000 tons. And at current price level, the capex turnover will be twice. You know, like the maximum turnover from this 60,000 capacity can be projected at 600 crores. And yes, for the first year, because we won't have approval from the major tire companies, we will have to sell it to low-cost customer where approval doesn't take much time. Okay, so there will be a... I don't expect a big margin from... Chennai investment, particularly in the first year.
can you highlight what the cumulative investment is then just share?
Pranay, can you answer this?
Hello. Yes, sir. Can you just again speak? Hello.
What is the cumulative investment in Thailand? What is the total, capex in Thailand up till now?
Yes, sir. Sir, we have invested
$410
million in Thailand in last
410 years. Million baht, right?
Yes, sir. 410 million baht.
That is the gross block there, Pranay?
Yes, sir. The gross block which is added to the existing fixed assets, sir. What we have invested for expanding our capacity from 36,000 to 60,000.
So what is the total now?
Sir, the total gross block has been reached to, just a minute, sir. It's 1.1 billion.
1.1 billion. Yeah, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Prathamesh Devar from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just wanted to know on the realization front, like as you told, the Chinese imports has been down right now, like going down. So from Q1, are we looking at better realizations?
There will be some improvement because we won't be competing with Chinese prices. But overall, we are not expecting or we are not projecting a huge change in the prices. Okay, because our competitors have also increased the capacity and we will have to, there is a, advantage of Chennai. That our cost to deliver to customer is very low. We will be very close to customer. So all those considering all those benefits, I don't expect a much pressure on the margin from Chennai.
Okay, and sir, on the overall margins, how are we guiding for the coming year?
Yeah, very difficult to, you can see that we have been able to maintain 17.5% of EBITDA in India. Okay. But yes, the EBITDA percentage in Thailand was very low. We expect this year there will be an improvement in EBITDA percentage in Thailand also. Because some of the customers where we got the approval have much better pricing.
Okay, so
volume will shift to those customers.
Okay, sir. And sir, just on the capacity utilization side, what's our current capacity utilization? And what will be in the coming, let's say, FY25?
Yeah, so our India, the Pithampur capacity is 72,000 tons and we have done 60,000 tons in FY24. We plan to continue using similar capacity in Pithampur because we have to make close to 15,000 tons in Chennai this year business plan. So Chennai will be adding 15,000 tons volume to the business. And in Thailand, our capacity utilization is close to 75-80%. Okay. And with that capacity utilization, we plan to do more than 50,000 tons of business in the coming year.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side and all the best.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sridhar Kalani from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I would just like to have a clarification on the capacity that you mentioned in Thailand. So it is post the 40% increase, we have been able to reach 80% utilization in Thailand. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that is on a quarterly basis. So if you look at last quarter, the capacity utilization was close to 85%.
Okay. And for the whole year, it should be around?
70%. The coming... For the last year, it was 75%. For the coming year, it will be 85%.
85%. Okay. And sir, is it possible for you to share EBITDA per ton in Thailand and in India? Because if the commodity prices change, then the EBITDA percentage is a little difficult to understand for us, how much on a per ton basis are we earning?
Yeah. So it is difficult to talk about EBITDA per ton because there are customers where price differences are huge. Okay? And same in Thailand. Some of the Chinese customers where EBITDA per ton is very low, but there are multinational companies where EBITDA percentage is high. So EBITDA per ton also is high.
And on an aggregate basis, what would be our EBITDA per ton in Thailand and in India, if that is possible?
Yeah. So you can assume 9% EBITDA percentage in Thailand, okay, which is on sales you can and volume is there. Pranay, can you calculate and give?
Not percentage, but EBITDA per ton.
Yes, sir. It should be around 3,000 per ton. Hello? Yes, sir. EBITDA per ton will be around 3,100 baht per ton for quarter four.
For quarter four. And in India?
Yeah. One minute.
Thai baht. Sir, it is in Thai baht. 3,100 Thai baht.
Okay.
It will take a minute to give you the number.
Sure, sir. And on the side, there's a small subsidy that we have received of approx 3 crore from state government.
3.27 crores. That was a CapEx we had done three years back to expand our capacity in Pithampur plant, where we were sanctioned a total subsidy of 22 crores, which is to be paid to us in 8 years' time. So out of 8 years, we have received the third installment on 31st March. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay.
So for next 5 years, we'll get similar amount.
Okay. And what is, sir, generally the inventory turnover that we have over here? I just want inventory days, how much do we maintain?
Yeah. So you can see that working capital cycle is close to 55 days in India. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. That's it from my side.
It's been brought down.
The question on EBITDA per ton in India.
Yeah. One minute. Yeah.
15,000.
It's close to 15,000 rupees per ton.
15,000. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, sir. And thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Sir, firstly, as you mentioned that the turnover has remained flat, but I missed your point about the volume growth. So the utilization levels for FY 2023 and 2024 on a combined basis, if you could give the comparative number.
Yeah. So as answered in the previous question, Thailand has gradually reached a utilization level of 85%. Okay? But average utilization has been 75% throughout the year. Similarly, India Pithampur plant is running at 85%, 84%-85%. And we expect the same utilization level for Pithampur. And we are starting a new factory in Chennai, so that will start utilizing the capacity installed there.
Okay. And you were mentioning that it will take time to get approval from the OEMs. So what kind of ramp-up are we expecting for this year in terms of the Chennai unit?
Yeah. This year, we are expecting 15,000 tons of volume from Chennai.
Okay. That is 25%. 60,000 is the nameplate.
Yeah. 25%. Right. You are right.
Sir, can you give us an outline to us the current business environment? You spoke about the unabated imports from China. So if you could just explain to us how the business dynamics are shaped up and and what's your what are you visualizing in terms of the business in particular, and also the key factors that led to this decline in the EBITDA? I think revenue-wise, we were flat, but EBITDA was down by around 20%. So if you could just give that.
Yeah, so as told in the earlier answer, EBITDA was down in Thailand, okay, not as expected by us because of very competitive factors. China is not able to consume because of their economy internally is not doing well. So they have exported a lot of material into market, including Thailand, including India. But in India, there is a quality control order. So it happened for 2 months and now it is reversing. So that is about India. In Thailand, there is no such restriction or no such measure possible. So we have to compete with Chinese prices and we have decided to do that. Okay, to remain with a higher market share in the market. We didn't want to leave the space for a competitor. In our products, if the volumes go down, our cost of production also goes up. So it is a loss for longer time. Okay, and now for the future, our efforts are to, as I might have told in earlier discussion with shareholders, that we have started a company in USA for marketing. We have started a representative office in Europe. We have got good results from 2-3 companies where regular business is happening. And more approvals and more business is likely in the coming years. So with 3 facilities, 2 in India, 1 in Thailand, we want to become a global supplier to tire companies. It's a process which takes time, but it is happening. Okay. And unfortunately, in bead wire business, overnight, you know, improvements are not possible. Okay. So you will see your company gradually improving on all these parameters. Yeah.
Sir, on the volume front, you have guided to us that we will be experiencing increased volumes, especially from the new unit also, and also for the Thailand unit where the average utilization will go up by 10%. For the new unit at Chennai, do we have any tax benefit or any PLI part that unit has come? Will it be an export denominated unit particularly, or what's the thought process of setting up the Chennai unit?
Yeah, so Chennai, we have the PLI benefit of 8% of sales, one-time benefit. And the thought behind Chennai is that it is located very close to customers. So Rajratan will be the only company very close to all the tire companies. So around our facility, within overnight distance, there are at least 10 tire companies, okay, most of whom we are supplying from our Pithampur facility. So as then when we get approval from those companies, we will start supplying to them. And there is a saving of around 3,000 rupees in the freight cost for supplying to them. And this facility, the new facility in Chennai, is closer to our raw material supplier, JSW Vijayanagar. So there is a close to 1,000 rupees saving on the inward freight on the raw material. Okay. So these are the reasons for us to be very optimistic and you know, confident about our Chennai investment.
Sorry, you complete, sir.
Yeah, so that is the thought process, and our plan is to reach 60,000 tons in 4 years' time. Okay. So current year, like FY25, we are projecting a sales of 15,000 tons from Chennai facility. Yeah.
So this 8% PLI benefit is for how many years, and any optimum level of production we have to reach when the benefit will start accruing, or from day one of sales we will be getting the benefit?
No. We will getting in the first year, we will get on 14,000 tons. That is the projected sales we have given to the steel ministry. and we are reaching 60,000 tons in 4 years' time. So say if we do 14,000 tons this year, and then we do 30,000 tons next year. So this year we'll get on 14,000 tons, next year we'll get on 16,000 tons, and subsequently, like this on up to 60,000 tons. So as I told, it's one-time benefit of 8% on the sales value.
Two small points. So firstly, on the debt numbers, for this plant, what is our drawn limit for the same, and what is the current, as on 31st March, I missed your balance sheet numbers. What is our debt number, the long term and the working capital and the cost of
Both put together is below 200 crores. So it is 190 crores of total debt on the balance sheet on consolidated basis, which has debt for working capital in Thailand, term loan in Thailand, and similarly working capital in India and term loan in India. You want breakup of India and Thailand?
Yes, sir, please.
Yeah. So on a standalone in India, the debt is 135 crores and, 55 crores of debt in Thailand.
And what is the cost of funds, sir?
Average is, I'll say 8%. Sorry, including Thailand, it will come down. It will be 7.5%. But
okay.
Pranay, can you throw light what is the cost of funds in Thailand? Average?
Yes, sir. Just a minute. Yes, sir. One minute.
And one more point on the Forex impact part, sir, since it is, I think so will be in the currency for Thailand. What would be the impact of the Forex translation, if any?
85 lakhs this year. Forex. Pranay?
Yes, sir. Sir, cost of debt is around 5.8% in Thailand. And what about Forex question, sir?
In terms of translation to rupee, do we have any Forex losses or Forex gains embedded in the numbers?
We have gained Forex gain in the main balance sheet in the parent company. I think it is there in the balance sheet. One minute. 85 lakhs? I'm seeing the whole meeting. Foreign currency gain. One minute.
Right.
And lastly, sir, I had a point on this, the cost of wire bead component in the total tire cost, and also taking into account that we are the, I think so the only player in Thailand. The next competitor size? I want to understand that the economy of scale in the wire bead segment where we are competing. How many players are there? And also in China, what is the minimum size? सबसे छोटा प्लेयर की क्या कैपेसिटी है सर अगर आप बता सकते
नहीं देखिए चाइना इज ह्यूज ओके एंड वी डोंट गेट वेरी क्लियर इंफॉर्मेशन अबाउट चाइनीज प्लेयर इफ यू लुक एट देयर वेबसाइट दे मेंशन हाफ अ मिलियन टन ऑफ कैपेसिटी लाइक दिस बट टू माय अंडरस्टैंडिंग द अपार्ट फ्रॉम चाइनीज राजरतन विल बिकम ग्लोबली नंबर टू आफ्टर चेन्नई ओके विल बी विथ 180,000 टन पर एनम कैपेसिटी द नंबर वन प्लेयर अदर देन चाइना इज अ कंपनी इन कोरिया हु हैज फोर लोकेशन अदर देन चाइना दे ऑल्सो हैव वन कंपनी इन चाइना मेकिंग दिस सो इन चाइना देर आर टू थ्री वेरी बिग वंस ऑल्सो हु आर हाफ अ मिलियन टन 3 लाख टन 2.5 लाख टन काइंड ऑफ बट वी डोंट हैव द एग्जैक्ट नंबर्स अदर देन चाइना किसवायर इज वन बिग कंपनी बेकार्ट अ यूरोपियन कंपनी ऑल्सो हैज टू लोकेशन सॉरी टू इन यूरोप वन इन अमेरिका राजरतन विल हैव टू इन इंडिया वन इन थाईलैंड सो आई विल कंसिडर दिस एज अ कॉम्पिटिशन
Right. And the cost of wire bead in the total cost of that?
Sorry?
The component we make are wire beads. What does it constitute to the total cost of tire?
3 to 4% of the total cost of tire.
Right. Sir, I joined the slide for my follow-up. And
depending on the size of the tire. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashav Rakesh Patel from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is that as we mentioned that we are also expecting the numbers to soon start contributing from the Chennai plant. So I just wanted to understand what is the industry norm? Do we need to get the approval on the new plant in the same country from our existing clients also?
Yes,
pre-approvals of all the production?
Yeah, yeah. We have to get the plant approval. We have to get the product approval. Yeah.
Okay.
The advantage with us will be that customers are also keen to source from a nearby location. So they will cooperate and hopefully do faster approval. Yeah.
Sure. So, sir, if customers are so keen and if we are in the same vicinity of their own production, why do we envisage the actual ramp-up to happen over a period of 4 years? Earlier, we were planning it to happen over next 2 to 3 years, right?
Yeah, the these numbers are based on the projection of the tire companies also. Okay, they are expected to grow, and our competitors have also grown. Okay, so it will go with the growth of the market. We cannot suddenly, and this product nobody will buy. It doesn't go for any other application. Jitna tire banega utna bead wire bikega. मैं चाहूंगी बहुत ज्यादा बिक जाए तो कैसे होगा
ओके सो सप्लाई साइड पर सर अगर हमको बेचना हो इवन फास्टर तो दैट इज वेरी मच पॉसिबल बट हमारा गाइडेंस है कंसीडरिंग इनटू कि कितना रैंप अप होगा एंड क्लाइंट का डिमांड कितना ओवर
उसमें हम कितना बेचेंगे कॉम्पिटिटर कितना बेचेगा वो दैट डिटेल वर्क वी हैव डन एंड दैट इज हाउ वी आर प्रोजेक्टिंग इट
बट प्रोडक्शन रैंप अप इफ वी प्रोवाइडेड द डिमांड इज वेरी रोबस्ट then production ramp-up should not take so much time, right? Next, within 1 to 2 years,
generally, production ramp-up doesn't take time.
Got it, sir. And sir, what would you, can you please share the outlook of the tire manufacturers, Indian tire manufacturers, because we have been seeing a couple of quarters of export, lackluster exports from their side, but now... seems that they are increasing the utilization level as well at this point in time.
Yeah, they, we had meetings with all the tire companies in last 15 days because once in a year, I personally visit all the companies and talk to them for, outlook for next year, business plan, request them for bigger wallet share from their business, all that. So it is a mixed information. Companies like Apollo, their business plans are to grow 7-8%, but they say realistically, we don't see that number happening. Okay, JK said we are optimistic. This year will grow. We will also invest 1400 crores in the capacity. I met BKT who said this year will be better than last year. Okay, their exports have started, and they are positive. At least 8-9% growth this year. MRF doesn't talk much. Okay. So CF is optimistic. They are starting their TBR plant in Chennai and expanding capacity also. So I'll say it is a mixed information. Yeah.
Got it, sir. And sir, by when do you...
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May I request you to rejoin the question?
I'll come back.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Guneet Singh from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is regarding the main raw materials that we use. So I believe steel and copper are amongst the main raw materials, but what percentage of, total raw material cost do they individually constitute?
Yeah, our main raw material is only one, is steel, high carbon steel wire rod. Copper is not the raw material. It is copper sulfate we use to coat the, so the volume and quantity is very small. Okay. So, and the main raw material is around 62% of our total cost, total sale. Yeah.
So steel is 62% of total cost. And what about copper sulfate?
Very small. It's 200-300 rupees a ton.
All right. And sir, can you please help me with the volumes in Q4, Q4 FY24 versus Q4 FY23?
Yeah, you can see our presentation, which is uploaded on the website and on the stock exchanges also. We have given all those information in a presentation.
All right. Sir, and with regards to the projections that you're given of 15,000 tons from the Chennai plant, you mentioned that our competitors are also increasing their capacities. So, I mean, who are the main competitors in India, and what kind of capacities are they coming up with? And given that this is happening, I mean, why do we, or what gives us the confidence to, I mean, still project 15,000 tons of output from the Chennai plant?
Yeah. So our main competitor is Tata Steel. They have increased the capacity last year. Okay. And they will also try to push bigger quantity. What gives us confidence that we are in this business for 25 years? And if you look at our track record, year on year, we have grown. In spite of having 7-8 competitors, okay, Rajratan has grown. And I think if we are focused, we continue to make good quality, give at a competitive price to our customers, we have the customers who will buy from us. Yeah.
All right. Sir, and what kind of EBITDA per ton can we expect from the Chennai plant in FY25?
No, first year, I will not, would not like to give any number on EBITDA from Chennai because it's a new plant. You know, it will take some time to stabilize.
All right. And sir, when, by which quarter can we expect?
I request you to rejoin the question queue, please.
Yes, just a follow-up of the same with my last question. So, I mean, by when can we expect sizable revenues to come from Chennai, from which quarter? And
this year, you will, this year we'll do around 14,000-15,000 tons volume, which is, you can say, 125-130 crore of top line from Chennai.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to all participants, may we request you to restrict your questions to one or two per question. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Soumil from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. One question from my end. What would be the landed cost of imports for our grade of material which you sell for the quarter which went by, and especially for the month of March where you saw a sizable reduction in the import as you alluded?
Chinese import was coming at a very low price, $800-$850. Otherwise, from Malaysia or Vietnam, the imports are coming at $980-$1,000 a ton. Yeah.
Okay. And for our Chennai plant, since we have roughly on a normalized basis, roughly about 3,500-4,000 rupees of cost savings, which you told, would we be significantly competitive and able to arrest the imports, or do you believe, again, it's a fluid situation?
You know, very difficult to predict what China will do. You know, we will have to look at government support to fight with China because they supply without margin. They supply at a loss also. So that is not a competition we can, you know, we can talk about. Yeah. Otherwise, we are competitive with any other country, any other plant in the world other than China.
Okay. 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 Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Sharma, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Very good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. May I request you to use your handset, please?
Yes, sir. Very good afternoon, sir.
Yeah. Varun.
Sir, my question is, in 2020, we did not buy around.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Mr. Sharma, your audio is not clear, sir. May I request you to use your handset for optimum audio quality?
Yes, sir. Sir, in 2020, we did not buy Aditya Steel. Do you feel your decision was right, sir?
Yes, it was the right decision, because whoever took it is still struggling with quality. And what I hear from market, that they want to scrap the entire bead wire line and put up a new line. But in any way, we were not interested in that technology and that junk here.
Yes, sir. Sir, and my next question is that from the Chennai plant, as we have seen in this quarter, that Indian operations in volume terms have not given good results. So, from the Chennai plant, from where would the demand come?
No, we will sell it to some customers who are low-cost customers, and we were refraining from selling it to them. But because we'll have added capacity, added production, and approval from main customers, the bigger companies will take some time. We'll have to sell it to them. We also have some customers in the global market where approval process is not very long. So we are targeting all those customers, at least for the first year. Yeah.
Thank you. Mr. Sharma, may we request that you return to the question queue for follow-ups. Our next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. Sir, first on quality control order. Hi, sir. Sir, you indicated 1,500 tons in the month of March. 1,500 tons, I think, in the month of March. But you also indicated that this is something which can actually give us benefit for 1 year. So why only 1 year? Why not 3 years, 5 years? So that is one. And sir, what led to this drop in import volumes? Is it cancellation of licenses? Just trying to understand the timeline quantum.
We don't have the detailed information. We are only tracking the volumes, and volumes have come down. Okay, some counters where we are the exclusive suppliers, and only one competitor from Malaysia is supplying to them. So that counter we are now supplying 100%, which tells us that there is a problem in import. Okay, when we talk to few customers or try to dig more information, that there are problems, that is not allowed under the quality control order. Similarly, our own company in Thailand was exporting quantities to India. And now BIS has cancelled our license, and on a very flimsy ground. And when we are asking them to, give us a license, applying for that, visit our factory, do the inspection, it is taking very long time. So there is a resistance from the government as a policy. I cannot say more than this on the call. Yeah.
Sure, this is helpful. So, the second related question, I think Tata Steel has capacity of 60 KT. How much would the utilizations be right now? Any broad ballpark number?
Our information is that they are doing only up to 3,500 to 3,700 tons a month, which is around 70-75% capacity utilization.
Okay, perfect. And sir, just last question on Thailand. Sir, earlier you had indicated 30% of the volumes basically we export out of Thailand. We had spoken about incremental approvals in US and Europe wherein we have set up offices. Can you provide some color where this number 30% is, how it can move going forward? And any updates on the approvals? So that's one bit. And the second bit is, there's one Chinese company, Ringda Steel Corp. I think they have announced to set up a facility in Thailand. The headline number is 260,000. Would we have some color on the bed wire capacity over here? And how is it likely to impact the local demand supply, which has obviously adversely got impacted by imports? These are two bits on Thailand. Thank you so much.
I think Yashovardhan should answer this. He's looking after exports. He's heading that. Yeah.
Yeah, so about Jigda, they have a capacity in Thailand, but that's for steel cord, nothing for bead wire. If you have relevant information to share, I would request you to do that. So we've not heard any investment in bead wire manufacturing in Thailand. I believe your next question was regarding export tonnage from Thailand, if I'm not mistaken.
new approvals and.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so new approvals are happening in Europe. We have, in the last quarter, we sold our average volume of 400 to 500 tons a month to the European market. It took about two and a half quarters to get approval from that customer, but eventually we could sell in the last quarter. There is also development happening with multinational companies in Europe and America. So we are in discussion with Michelin. Also, Bridgestone has registered us as a vendor for the European factories. I believe next year we are going to work towards getting approval from these plants, and some volumes will go in terms of trial lots. I only expect that actual volumes will start going to them from after a year from now. So that's the effort we are taking on the export market.
And there are few customers in US, you know, where we are expecting regular business in this year also. Yeah.
Thank you. Right. May we request you to rejoin the queue, Mr. Shah? Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I have two questions. First, I just want to understand what are your key strategic priorities for the next 3 to 5 years. The second question is, if I look at Hyosung, I think they are your competitor, and they may also have some operations in Vietnam. Just want to understand how Vietnam ramping up capacity by some of the other players will positively or negatively affect you. These are the two questions.
Yeah, so Hyosung is a competitor, definitely. They are a huge company. Okay, their main business is making nylon belts for heat belt application. Okay, bead wire and tire cord is also there in their product basket. Hyosung has capacity for many years in Vietnam. But they have shifted from Korea to Vietnam. So, because their cost in Korea went up, they have shifted their... They have invested in a new capacity in Vietnam and they have shut down there. We see, you know, Hyosung never sell it to very low cost, you know, customers, very cheap customers. And yes, they are serious competition. When we go to Michelin and Kiswire and big companies, Michelin and Bridgestone and other companies, Hyosung is also a big competition.
Got it. I mean, and how is Vietnam emerging as a location of competition for you in general? Because there are a lot of agreements between a lot of companies from China relocating to Vietnam. That's what we hear.
I have not heard of any other beadwire investment coming in Vietnam. Yashwardhan, are you aware?
No, tire companies have definitely come up aggressively from China to Vietnam. Hyosung has not announced anything because they already have an idle capacity which they have to fulfill, but no further new investment that we are aware of in
making bead wire. Yeah,
correct. And the second question is also, what are your key priorities?
No, so our focus will remain on, you know, making our Chennai investment successful in next 3 years, 4 years, where we want to be doing at least 50% export. It is a port-based location. And we want to become a strategic supplier to 2-3 companies, mainly MRF, Apollo, who have major investment in tire capacity in that location. And also focus, as I told in earlier discussion, that we are aggressively working on export in USA and Europe, where prices are good, and if we get approval in regular business, that is a profitable business. So focus will be to gain more and more market share in profitable customers and keep growing at, you know, 15% to 20% volume every year. Yeah.
Sir, how much of your India production is in terms of volume is exported?
India's exports are very low. Okay, we are doing major exports from our Thailand facility, But now we want to grow in export from India because of our Chennai location, which is port-based.
And so just to add there, so why would the volume growth of India looks like muted in spite of the domestic market in India has been, if I'm not wrong, growing at least?
I answered this. In two quarters, we had seen influx of imports from China, okay, which reduced our sales in India. We were not able to bring down the price to match with them, and customer dependent, the customers imported big quantities. Now that import has reduced, so we are optimistic about selling more in the coming year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vaishnavi Deshmukh from Yashvi Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. So what is the current market share in India?
Our market share with this increased capacity of Tata and import coming in has come down from earlier level. We are at 38% of the total market share. And in auto companies, it is around 40%.
Okay. So I remember in the last phone call, we talked about how the capacity addition from Tata has impacted our overall sales. I think it was by 1,000 odd tons. So is that impact still continued in Q4?
No, it was, you know, Tata tried to sell more, okay, by reducing price. But, you know, in this business, reducing price doesn't give you more business. Okay, so our customers also asked us to reduce the price, okay, and our volumes were intact, but it got impacted in 1 or 2 months, not beyond that.
Okay, got it. The last question from my side, what kind of total volumes are we eyeing for FY25 in India operations, like from Pithampur?
Yeah, Pithampur will be flat because our focus will be to produce more in Chennai and supply from Chennai. So I'm not expecting any volume growth in Pithampur.
Okay. So one last question. The subsidiary that we set up for marketing in the US, so that subsidiary would be primarily working for the Chennai operations or the Thailand exports. So what would be the primary focus for this?
Yashovardhan?
No, so subsidiaries would be working for sales from all the factories. We have certain existing customers that we supply to in America and Europe from Thailand. So those volumes we are targeting to grow. And definitely new business from Chennai will also get developed through these marketing companies in those areas.
Okay, the question was because we have some kind of, you know, 15,000 number in the Chennai operation. So, and you haven't given any clear guidance for whether this would be additionally impacted. But I know that you are working for the increasing exports from the Thailand operation.
Yes, but some of it we will also try to export from Chennai, but very early to give a very definite number for next year from Chennai.
Okay, sure. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Samay Kumar, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. So my first question is about the gross debt. It is 190 crore, as you said. What will be our plan to reduce it sizably? Is it 2, 3, 4 years? And
sorry, can you repeat your question, please?
Mr. Samay, may I request that you use your handset, sir?
Now is it fine?
Yeah, better.
Okay, so my first question was the debt. So currently we have 190 crore debt in our balance sheet. What will be the, when we reduce it sizably?
Yeah. So, you know, our CapEx plans are almost done. Of course, we have to do remaining CapEx in Chennai, but the CapEx in Thailand is over, CapEx in Pithampur is over, and we have to utilize those assets for better production and better volumes in the coming year. So I will say that this number you will see reducing, because the cash flows will be used partly to pay the debt. Yeah.
Okay. And the second question on the third, in the 2022 call, you were saying that we are the lowest cost producer in the world. Are we still on the same page?
Yeah, we do claim that we are the lowest cost producer. Okay. And we will continue to say so, because, but not Chinese, huh? Mind it. Chinese capacities are huge and sometimes they can be nasty. Yeah. But definitely our cost of production is lower than major companies like Kiswire and Yusung and Bekaert, and including Tata Steel. Yeah. But they have their own raw materials, so they claim that their cost is low. But if they get raw material at the same price we get, then I think we are more competitive.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my end.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vedant Patela from Aurum Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I just have one small question regarding EBITDA per ton. So you've guided the Thailand number. Can you also repeat the number for India for EBITDA per ton?
I told you it's around 15,000 rupees per ton.
Okay, and for Thailand it is 3,100 Thai baht, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to clarify that number. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you, Vedant.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
So my question, first question was, other than the recent capacity expansion by Tata Steel, any other domestic or global players, have they announced further capacity expansion plans?
Global, I'm not aware majorly, but India, yes, there is one company who has made big announcements, Bansal Wire. They are also coming out with a public issue. Yeah, so you guys will have more information about them than us. The same company had bought Aradhya Steel 4 years back.
Sir, how much they are expanding? I think currently they have 600 tons per month.
Yeah, but you know, I would like you to ask all these questions to them, because their numbers are mind-boggling. Okay? Difficult for us to even say. They are talking of huge, huge capacity for tire cord. They are talking of huge capacities for bead wire as well. Okay? So frankly speaking, no comments.
Okay, sir. So secondly, we were expecting to supply higher quantities to Bridgestone for the Europe plant, which you mentioned that it will start from, I think, next quarter, and Sumitomo also for the US plant, and also we had some approvals from Korean players in line. So what is the progress on those customers?
Will you discuss about the customer approvals in Europe and in Korea?
Yeah. So, for Korea, which we had an aggressive plan, but unfortunately we couldn't translate into much bigger volumes for all the location. But all the Korean companies have approved our product. We were expecting a much bigger share to the Korean factories, but they have approved us in their locations in Indonesia and other regions of Southeast Asia. We have supplied volumes to these locations since last 6 months, and now is when they have started evaluating trial orders for the Korean factories. So I'm expecting more volumes to go to Korea this year, and I think this is a mistake we did in including in the last year's business plan. Regarding Europe, As I mentioned, we've been registered as a vendor by Bridgestone, and we should expect few hundred tons to get dispatched as trial quantities within this financial year. After that, we will be able to discuss with them actual volume business from next year.
Thank you. Ms. Sada, may we request you return to the question queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Ji, dhanyavaad sir. Sir, you were mentioning about Bansal Wire and Industries, which are claiming a public issue, just to the other participant, as our competitor going ahead.
Yeah. They are already an existing player in wire business. They make many different types of wires. Okay. They also want to now make bead wire and tire cord and LRPC, everything on the earth. Their plan is to make 100,000 ton of wires per month. Okay. But it is not good to talk more about competition.
No issue, sir. Sir, for the Tata Steel part particular, sir, when has the Tata Steel foray into the segment and in the realm of things, how important is this bead wire segment for them in terms of, since we know that wherever players like Tata compete.
No, Tata Steel is making bead wire for last 50 years. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. They have acquired a company, Special Steels Limited, which was making bead wire, and they continue to do this. So it is the 50 years growth they have done. Okay. That is why I say sudden, growth in this business is very difficult. Yeah. It may be insignificant, but they continue to do it.
Oh, okay, sir. And their capacity in comparison to ours domestically is how much, sir? What is their market?
They have increased the capacity and their nameplate capacity is 60,000 tons now.
Okay. That is equivalent to our existing Pithampur unit.
Our Pithampur unit, yes. But that is in two lines. They have added one more line. So they make it in two plants. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Sir, for the raw material basket, sir, how are things shaping up for raw material and how do we source them? I mean, if we have a contract structure, how does that work?
We buy it on a monthly basis. There is an annual understanding of how much we'll buy. Main raw material supplier is JSW. We also buy some quantity from Tata Steel and little bit intermittently from Electro Steel, Nicco Steel, and sometimes JSPL. But 80% is from JSW Vijayanagar, where we have a long-term understanding.
Okay. Two bookkeeping question on the depreciation and Forex, sir. On the Forex part, I could read from our submitted number that it translated to around 8.56 crore loss for this year on a consolidated level. If you could correct me on page number three of our press, of our submission to the exchanges, line item number 10I, other comprehensive income, exchange difference on translation of foreign operation amounts to around 6.66 crore loss for this quarter, and for the year, 8.56 crore.
Yes, sir, it is correct.
Yeah, this is right. Your understanding is correct.
Okay, sir. But then earlier, जब हमारी बात हुई तो आपने कुछ और नंबर बताए थे, so that was, I was just trying to correct
that. That was, this is on the balance sheet side, right?
Okay.
That was on P&L side.
Okay.
ये balance sheet में तो जो भी हमारा investment है, that we have to do mark to market. Hello?
Right.
हाँ.
अच्छा, lastly sir, depreciation जो आएगा नए unit से, जो 200 crore का investment है हमारा, we will be capitalizing for in this June quarter.
Yeah, अभी first quarter में तो trials ही चल रही है, so as accounting policy, we will have to capitalize.
What will be the
Depreciation and losses.
हाँ sir.
Yeah.
क्या क्या रहेगा sir, depreciation annual basis में increase हुआ हुआ?
इसकी depreciation करीब करीब आप समझिए 10-11 करोड़ साल का बढ़ेगा।
बढ़िया। और सर जो जैसा आपने बताया कि 14-15 हजार, हाँ चेन्नई के लिए right? तो कुछ 14-15 हजार टन की हमारी utilization levels रहेगी, वो cover करेगा।
पहले साल में।
हाँ पहले
नहीं
साल
करेगा, पहले साल में तो आई एम नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग बिग प्रॉफिट फ्रॉम चेन्नई. ओके, फर्स्ट ईयर इज नॉट गोइंग टू बी प्रॉफिटेबल देयर, वी आर नॉट प्रोजेक्टिंग दैट.
ओके, लेकिन सर ब्रेक इवन लेवल क्या हमें देखना
चाहिए? मिस्टर कपूर,
यस आई जॉइन द क्यू. मैं सर जस्ट ये फॉलो अप ही था कि क्या लेवल पे हम ब्रेक इवन एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं. एंड आई जॉइन द क्यू.
हेलो,
यस सर.
यस
सर, वी विल मूव
हेलो.
टू द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन सर. द नेक्स्ट
या
क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ आशव राकेश पटेल फ्रॉम मॉलिक्यूल वेंचर्स पीएमएस. प्लीज गो अहेड.
थैंक यू फॉर द अपॉर्चुनिटी. फॉर द फॉलो अप क्वेश्चन सर, माय क्वेश्चन इज दैट गिवन द स्टीप कंपटीशन व्हिच वी आर फेसिंग इन रिगार्डिंग आवर डोमेस्टिक मार्केट, स्पेशली डंपिंग फ्रॉम चाइना इन थाईलैंड एज वेल. सो गिवन द इंडस्ट्री इज क्वाइट ओलिगोपोलिस्टिक एंड वेरी फॉर्मल इंडस्ट्री विथ ओनली लिमिटेड फ्यू प्लेयर्स, नोन प्लेयर्स, सो आर यू ऑन एन इंडस्ट्री लेवल प्लानिंग टू रीच आउट टू डीजीटीआर टू एक्चुअली लुक इन टू द डंपिंग एंड इनिशिएट एन एंटी डंपिंग ड्यूटी रिगार्डिंग आवर प्रोडक्ट?
Very difficult to do that, and secondly, if we do it, customers don't like it. Okay, we have to, because government will ask our customers also. Say we do it in Thailand, so we'll be sitting across the table with our customers, and then it antagonizes the relationship with customers. We have tried long back, 10 years back, and it was not a good experience.
Got it. So sir, then what exactly is the pain point for our industry? At least how we are placed in, say, for example, FY24, we faced a significant challenge on our margin, at our margin front. So what exactly do you attribute that to? Is it because of Thailand capacities or Thailand imports or aggressive imports in domestic market, or sluggishness in manufacturing of the tire players in Indian market? What exactly is the pain point for us?
I'll not call it pain point. These are business issues we have to deal, we have to find a solution. But overall, it is a good business. Okay?
Absolutely.
We have grown against all the odds in last 25 years. So if I look back to the competition we had few years back, or 10 years back, or 15 years back, this is nothing. Okay, and we are at a much stronger position today. Of course, you know, margins and business can never remain continuously, you know, growing. There will be बहुत ऊपर जाता है तो थोड़ा नीचे आता है, business margin everything. So, but it is all within control. I don't see much challenges ahead.
Thank you. We move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Kaushik Dani from Abans. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So good evening, Sunilji and Yashovardhan.
Yeah.
Considering the challenging environment, I believe this decent set of numbers is really commendable. Okay.
Thank you.
My first question is, as you said, that, you know, some portion of your, you know, Pithampur volumes will get shifted to Chennai plant. In spite of that, we believe that Pithampur should be able to do 60,000 of volumes. So if we consolidate, typically we are expecting some sort of growth in the domestic volumes, right?
We are expecting 20% growth in domestic also. Okay, and in Pithampur we make some more products, black wire for, you know, conductors, wire for spring. So we'll fulfill those capacities also. In
That's
case
right.
bead wire sales goes down from Pithampur, we have the option of selling bigger quantities of those products.
So typically out of the 72,000 capacity.
And doing 14,000 tons in Chennai is a compulsion for PLI, you know, commitment.
Right. And as we know that out of the 72,000, 60,000 is bead wire and the 12,000 is balance is other products, right?
Yes.
So typically what sort of number do we have for that balance 12,000? What sort of sales do we do?
This year we have done black wire. How much we have done?
15,000.
This year we have done 15,000 tons of that because bead wire sales didn't grow much. Yeah.
Right. So that translates into what sort of value roughly?
What sort of value roughly?
Revenues basically.
Yeah. It will be around 110 crores.
Okay. Great.
Or 100 crores, I'll say. We can give you all this detail later.
Sure. No problem.
Vinay can give you. Yeah.
Fine. We can take that offline. Also, Chennai being a new plant, as you said, you know, at EBITDA level, it won't be as profitable as the Pithampur plant, right?
In the first year.
So, like just now, we are talking about of EBITDA per ton of 15,000 for domestic. This would be excluding Chennai, right?
Sorry, come again.
EBITDA per ton of 15,000 is what we spoke,
that,
right?
That was historical about last year, FY24.
Yes. So, okay. So, it's excluding Chennai. So, on a blended basis.
Chennai didn't give any revenue in this.
Right. So going forward, let's say when we do 14,000 to 15,000 of volumes from Chennai, this 15,000 also will be tapered a little, right?
Difficult to, you know, project right now. Okay. So many factors are affecting. Okay. As I told you, this 15,000 is for the whole year. But if you look at last month, last quarter, you know, EBITDA has increased. So, I don't know how it will pan out for the whole year.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shailesh Raja from Batliwala and Karani Securities India Private Limited for closing remarks.
Thank you all for attending this session. We especially thank Rajratan team for their time. Sunil sir, would you like to make any closing comments?
Yeah, so thank you all the shareholders for your keen interest in Rajratan and keep watching us. We are working hard to grow this business and we are confident that in coming years, your company will grow and reach bigger heights. Newer heights. Wish me luck and I wish you all good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Batliwala and Karani Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.